Blog Talk Radio.
So believe I'm fulfilled. Think of you, I am. Abundantly above. So believe I'm fulfilled.
Holy Ghost, And these things are very necessary. We need to know them. Life journey. Oh, yes. God is involved. We can't take God out of it. To the point where Moses knew the valley of the presence of God, Moses said, God, if you will not go with us, we are not going for this journey. That to tell you, he understood, you know, the power and the ability of God to do things for the people. And so, we look at our text. It's in Luke Gospel chapter 18. Jesus was making a story there, a parable. Sometimes Jesus used parable to teach, to explain certain things. He talked about a judge who does not regard human beings, a judge who was rude and arrogant, unapproachable. But there was a widow in that same city who decided to have her need met. And so she went to trouble the judge until the judge had no rest but answer and grant her request. In the scriptures, we have so many examples like this, what we call the stubborn faith, the faith that does not give up, the prayer of importunity, the prayer that is prayed continually until the result comes. Sometimes we give up too early. We need to hold on to the Lord. Keep on holding on. Keep on holding on. Devil may try to get you, but you must keep on holding on. You got to keep on holding on. I got to keep on holding on. Devil may try to get you, but you must keep on holding on. Oh, yes. You must have a stubborn faith, a rugged faith, to receive what God has for you. There was a scene I watched. See, when the daring and the courage conquer the impossible. It's a theme of a group of soldiers who said they must take that island. This group of soldiers, they said, we must take over that island. So they boarded a boat and they sailed to the island. When they got to the island, the first thing they did was to burn the boat. The boat with which they came to the island, they told, there is no going back. We must proceed and take over this island and conquer this island. We are not going back. So they burned the boat. And yours truly, they fought and fought and took over that island. See? We call it the stubborn faith. The faith that takes. The faith that does not give up. The faith that does not surrender. The faith that does not discourage. You have to keep on holding on. I will continue to pray. I'll never be tired. Continue to pray. I'll never be tired. You shall continue to pray. Never be tired. Continue to pray. We'll never be tired. We will continue to pray and never be tired. That's where the prayer of importunity comes from. Importunity means persistence, continual, you know, holding on, moving on, pressing forward. You see, discouragement is a weapon of the devil. If the devil can get you discouraged, that's it. That's why in the book of Joshua chapter 1, if you read the whole of Joshua chapter 1, God was telling Joshua, don't be dismayed and don't be discouraged. Only be courageous and you will make it. You know, Joshua chapter 1. And he repeated it about 4 times. Don't be discouraged. Don't be dismayed. Only be courageous and you will make it. He was telling Joshua. We are the Joshuas of today. We are the ones who receive that word. Be courageous. Somebody must say, oh, last year I prayed and I didn't get results. I've had people say things like that. 2 years ago, I've been praying about this and I didn't get any results. See, I tried to get results. I didn't get results. See? And so what? You want to throw in the towel? When you throw in the towel, then you have discouraged yourself. Discouragement is a powerful weapon in the hand of the devil. Don't let the devil use it against you. So God told Joshua in Joshua chapter 1, he said, only be thou courageous. Don't be dismayed. Don't be discouraged. Because there are things that can make you discouraged and you give up. Which means there are a lot of obstacles and hindrances and obstructions you are going to meet. Don't give up. Just keep on holding on. Yes, everybody's welcome. Pastor Francis, God bless you. Welcome. Everybody's welcome. Yes, God bless you all. You are all welcome. Yes, in the name of Jesus. And so if you look at Luke chapter 18, verses 1 to 8, you see that woman, the widow woman was desperate. She didn't stop. She kept asking until the judge had to avenge her. And there is a powerful statement there in verse number 7 and 8. Verse 7 and 8 says, and shall not God avenge his own elect, which cry day and night unto him, though he bear long with them? I tell you that he will avenge them speedily. I want to underline that word, speedily. See, this is Luke chapter 18, verse 8. It says Luke Gospel chapter 18, verse 8. I read again. See, I tell you that God will avenge them speedily. Nevertheless, Son of Man cometh, shall he find faith on earth? See, God will avenge. God will reply all speedily. That's the scripture. That's our topic today, speedily. God will do it speedily. Why? You have been praying about it day and night. You have been praying about it day and night. You have been praying about it day and night. Verse 7. Thank you. Luke chapter 18, verse 7 and 8. It says, those who pray like this day and night, who cry unto God concerning their need, concerning their problems, concerning your troubles, concerning the issues of your life, every time you have been talking to God like this widow woman, then the scripture now says, will God not answer you speedily? Will God not avenge for you speedily? Of course. He will avenge for you speedily. Oh, yes. He will do it speedily. God is not slack concerning his promises are yea and amen. There are three types of answers. If you go through the scriptures, if you ask God for something, God can say, yes, take it now. You ask God for something, God can say, no, this is not my will for you. You ask God for something, God can say, no, wait for me, I'm coming. See? As you go through the scriptures, you see this order. Sometimes people have to wait, like Abraham had to wait 25 years until Isaac was born. But God see answer anyway. Sometimes, in the case of Hannah, God just pushed it out. See? But in all, you must hold on to the Lord in the place of prayer. In the place of prayer, you must hold on to the Lord. And when you hold on to the Lord, that God does not fail, that God does not disappoint. He said, I will neither fail thee nor forsake you. God is not a man that he should lie. What he said he will do, he must do it. All we need to do is to have faith in him, believe in him, trust in him, have confidence in him. God is not in the business of slowing us down. He don't live for 33 and a half years. And in 33 and a half years, he completed his work. That's why on the cross, Jesus said, it is finished. The battle is over. The work of redemption, the work of deliverance, the work of salvation is finished. On the cross of Calvary, Jesus said, it is finished. The battle is over. It is finished. The battle is won. It is finished. The battle is over. It is finished. The battle is won. In 33 and a half years, Jesus completed his work on earth. See? Some people live for 100 years and they have nothing to show for it. Methuselah in the Bible, he lived for 959 years. Methuselah in the Bible, the oldest man that ever lived. He lived for 969 years. And that was it. Nothing was said about his achievements. There were no records of accomplishments and anything. All he had was he lived for 969 years. That will not be your portion. That will not be my portion. In the name of Jesus. Oh, my brother, you that way away. Bless you. Bless you. You are welcome. Oh, take away. Yes. We will not live for 959 years without anything, you know, accomplished. That's not our story. In the name of Jesus. God is anointing us to prosper the seed of life. God is anointing us to succeed at the seed of life. God has anointed us to break through at the seed of life. Slow motion. I told you the testimony of one man at the age of 75. That was when he was able to buy a bicycle. One man at the age of 75. That was when he was able to buy a bicycle. That's not our story in the name of Jesus Christ. You know, and he was testifying that he bought a bicycle at the age of 75. So, what out of that, that's when you were able to buy a bicycle to ride. That's not your story in the name of Jesus Christ. We reject that faith. Success at the speed of life. Breakthrough at the speed of life. Oh, yeah, he said, God will answer you speedily because you prayed night and day. The widow woman troubled the judge night and day in prayers and in speaking of God's face and, you know, and continue to look unto God, and God had to answer speedily. Take note of the word speedily. Luke chapter 18, verse 7 and 8. Take note of that word, the answer, speedily. God is still answering people speedily. He can answer you speedily. Oh, yes. He can answer us speedily. Yes, in the name of Jesus. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our life. And we shall find help where there's no help. We shall find grace, favor, and mercy with God Almighty. Hey, God will pass billions of people to reach us in the name of Jesus. We shall be preferred. Yeah, we shall be preferred above every other. Hey, Rebo Saya. Imbrondo, 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 Imbrondo. Instead of looking for somebody to bless and favor, he should find you. Ah, the eyes of the Lord look at to and fro, looking for someone to bless, looking for some faithful people, some hardworking people, some people who follow Christ who have been praying and looking unto God. God is looking from heaven, trying to see who is the next, who is the next, who is the next. And God's judgments are very different the way he approaches things. You can ask him. He will bless who he will bless. He will favor who he will favor. I pray today that God will find you and meet you at your point of need. In the name of Jesus Christ, in Luke chapter 11, St. Luke Gospel chapter 11 from verses 5 to 10. From verses 5 to 10, Jesus made another story of two friends. Two friends who were living close to each other. One of the friends, friend A, had a visitor who had needs food to eat. And it was already night. It was already night time, and the neighborhood is already sleeping. But friend A has a visitor who needs to eat. And there was no food in his house. So he went to knock the door of his neighbor. He went to knock the door of his neighbor. He would find help. Luke chapter 11, verses 5 to 10. As he knocked the door of his neighbor, the neighbor said, "Hey, my brother, how are you doing? I'm sleeping already. I can't attend to you now, but I'm sleeping already." So his friend was knocking the door, continually knocking the door. "Open the door. I got a visitor who needs to eat. I have no food in my house. I need to get some food from you to give to my visitor." So he kept on knocking the door. This is St. Luke's Gospel, chapter 11, verses 5 to 10. So he kept knocking the door. "Hey, my neighbor, open the door. I have a problem. I got a visitor who have come. He has no food to eat. And I guess you have some food to give me so I can give to him. Please open the door. Open the door and give me some food to give to my visitor." He kept knocking the door. Then Luke chapter 11, verse 5 to 10. And then Jesus now said, his neighbor had to go and get the food and give to this man who is knocking the door. Because the only way the neighbor can sleep is to go and bring the food and give to this man who is knocking the door, so that he can go back to sleep. Isn't that a stubborn thing? You know, the spirit that does not give up. He kept knocking the door of his neighbor until the neighbor had no choice but to grant the request. You see, that's how you deal with God. That's how you deal with God. Jesus said in Matthew chapter 7, verse 7, he said, "Ask and ye shall receive, seek and ye shall find, knock, it shall be opened unto you." Matthew chapter 7, verse 7, 8, and 9. Jesus made those statements, saying, "Knock the door, knock, it shall be opened unto you, seek and ye shall find, knock, it shall be open, ask, and ye shall receive." Everyone that asked, receive it. Everyone that seeketh, find it. And then the same Jesus now said, "Which of you, if your child asks you for bread, will you give him a stone?" No. "Which of you, if your child asks you for fish, will you give him a serpent?" No. Then Jesus now said, "If you earthly parents, you know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more your heavenly Father?" You see, God is very willing to help. God is very willing, is a loving heart. Be our Father who is in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. He's a loving Father who wants to do good to you all the time. Yes, welcome, brother. Father, God bless you. God bless you. How are you doing? Yes, I can see all of you. God bless you. You're all welcome. Everybody is welcome in the name of Jesus. Yes. Now, God is not slack concerning his promises. I've seen a lot of politicians, when they are talking, politicians, they're going to promise you heaven and earth. They're going to promise you, politicians. But God is not a politician. God is not going to promise you heaven and earth. And at the end of the day, he didn't do anything about it. God is not like that. God is very willing to make us succeed at the speed of life, to prosper at the speed of life, to break through at the speed of life. Oh, yes, the speed of sound, the speed of life. You know those things, they travel very fast. At the speed of life, if you switch light on, travels very fast, and sound travel very fast. At the speed of life, hey, Rainbow Sire. Ah, we are receiving a new anointing of everybody, wherever you are, any part of the world, joining us in this service. I want you to grab the anointing oil and get ready to receive a double portion of anointing. Anointing to move forward at the speed of life. Anointing to prosper at the speed of life. Anointing to progress at the speed of life. Anointing to succeed at the speed of life. Anointing to break through at the speed of life. That is the anointing we are receiving today. Yes, and I don't want you to miss it. Wherever you are, I want you to pray this prayer. God, help me to succeed at the speed of life. God, enable me to prosper at the speed of life. God, anoint me to break through in life, in ministry, in home and marriage and family. God, anoint me to make it at the speed of life. Hey, Rika, Baba, Baba. God, anoint us to break through at the speed of life. Success at the speed of life. We prosper at the speed of life. In the name of Jesus, hey, Rebo Sandara Baba, receive that anointing, receive that anointing, receive that anointing, receive that anointing, receive that anointing right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Hey, Rebo Sandara Baba, Baba. Hey, anointing of failure is not for us. Anointing of frustration is not for us. Anointing of backwardness is not for us. Anointing of living now for 59 years with nothing to write on the back. That is not our anointing. God anoints us to prosper at the speed of life. God anoints us to succeed at the speed of life. God anoints us to break through at the speed of life. In the name of Jesus, everybody begin to pray. Wherever you are, already we have of more than 3,000 people in this service. We already have 3,000 people, over 3,000 people. And please, everybody, begin to pray, begin to pray, begin to pray, begin to pray. Anointing to break through at the speed of life. In the name of Jesus. We are not anointed for faith. We are not anointed to be defeated. We are not anointed to struggle from year to year. Ah, we shall soar like the eagle. In the name of Jesus. Ah, we shall soar like the eagle. They did not wait upon the Lord. They shall mount on wings as eagle. They shall soar and never be weary. We shall not struggle in life. We shall not struggle. Apostle Peter. He struggled and struggled and struggled. He could not catch anything. Hey, Rebosaya, we reject that spirit. We reject that spirit. We return to sender. That spirit of struggle from year to year. We cast it away in the name of Jesus. God, give us your anointing. God, give us the anointing of favor, anointing of grace and mercy. Anointing to break through at the feet of life. Anointing to succeed at the feet of life. Anointing to prosper at the feet of life. Hey, Rebosaya. Yende Ribaba. Iblondo. Everybody pray this prayer. Everybody pray this prayer. Please, wherever you are. Pray this prayer. God, we shall not fail. God, we shall not run dry in the wilderness. 40 years of wandering. Carry my 40 years of wandering. That journey was supposed to be 11 days. 11-day journey from Kadesh Barnea to the land of promise. But these people were wandering in the wilderness for 40 years. For 40 years, they were still at Kadesh Barnea, wandering in the desert. We reject that thing. In the name of Jesus, we are not wandering in the wilderness. For 40 years, nothing achieved, nothing received, nothing happened. Hey, Rebosaya, we reject that faith. We refuse that faith. We return to sender. In the name of Jesus, God, give us your anointing. Don't stand at the feet of life. God, break through at the feet of life. Hey, Rebosaya, victory at the feet of life. In the name of Jesus Christ. Hey, Rebosaya. Eblondo robo senda. Eblondo. Yes, rakababa yakaba kasakaya. Hey, ribosaya. Hey, rablogodobogo. Hey, a new life. A new year, a new life, oh God. A new year, a new life. A new year, a new life. In the name of Jesus. Open must pass away. Behold, all things must become new. We must live a new life of victory, a life of success, a life of breaking through, a life of moving forward. Hey, Rebosaya. Yandoro blogodobogoda. These are life go to Kadesh Barnea. They go to Kadesh Barnea. And they told Moses, let us stay here in Kadesh Barnea. This mountain is very good. This mountain, Kadesh Barnea, is all right for us. Moses, let's remain here in Kadesh Barnea. Let's remain here. There's no need to bother to be going to the land of promise. They are certainly halfway the journey. And they are expected, failure and frustration. They were just there in Kadesh Barnea. Then God said to Moses, tell the people to move forward. Moses, tell the people to move forward. They have been on this mountain for too long. All the people, they are on this Kadesh Barnea, this mountain, they have been here for so long. And they want to settle here. This is not the place. This is not the place. The Lord of promise is flowing with milk and honey. You got to be there right now. You all got to be there. And mostly they have to start the journey all over again. Harabasa. We are marching forward. Hallelujah. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. We are marching forward. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. We are marching forward, hallelujah. Amen. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Are you marching forward, hallelujah. Amen. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. We are marching forward, hallelujah. Amen. In the are you mighty power? Hallelujah. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Some people are marching backward, though. Mm. They told Moses, let us go back to Egypt. Let us go back to Egypt. You want to go back to Egypt? You go back to Egypt. I'm not going back to Egypt. We are going to the land of promise. Let's play with Mika. We are not going to stop halfway. We are not going to stop at Kadesh Barnea. We are moving on to the land of promise. Let me play with Mika. In the name of Jesus. Hey, we cannot wander in the desert. We cannot wander in the wilderness. 40 years of wandering. 40 years doing nothing. Hey, Rebusa. Peter said, we have been toiling all night and we caught no fish. He hoped Peter, a professional Peter man, he was toiling every night and he could not catch any fish. When Jesus came, Jesus said, now, I'm going to help you succeed. I'm going to help you break through. I'm going to help you prosper the seed of life. At my word, throw the net once again. And Peter threw the net. This time, with Jesus on his side, Peter got a boat breaking net, breaking catch. The boat was filled with frustration. It's over. The days of struggle is over. Hey, Rainbow Star. Ah, that's our studio. Area Babaya. Ah, Rabasaya, we are not going to toil all night and catch no fish. We reject that faith. In the name of Jesus, we reject that faith. We are not going to toil all night, because that's what Peter was saying. Peter said, we have toiled all night and caught no fish. The whole professional Peter man, he could not catch fish again because it was frustration without Jesus, without God. You can do nothing. God said, without me, ye can do nothing. What can he do? If God is not there, Jesus stood by his side. And Jesus said, Peter, I know your story. You have been struggling alone. By strength shall no man prevail. Not by power, not by mind, but by the spirit. And serve the Lord be the heart, the labor and labor in vain. And serve the Lord watch over his city. He was a man wicked, but in vain. Now, Peter, I'm by your side. At my word, throw the net once again. Throw the net once again. And Peter threw the net once again. At the word of the master. And the fishes came in. Fishes upon fishes upon fishes. That is what happened when Jesus is on your side. That is what happened when you have Christ. Christ in you is the hope of glory. Arabasaya. When you have Jesus, you succeed at the seed of life. When you have God, you prosper at the seed of life. When you have the Holy Ghost, you break through at the seed of life. In the name of Jesus. As many are ready to cry for them, God gave power to become the sons of God. Erebusaya. Yedori Bababa. Yes, let's continue to pray. God, give us your anointing. God, give us your anointing to prosper at the feet of life. God, give us your anointing to break through at the feet of life. God, give us your anointing to make it in life and ministry at the feet of life. God, give us your anointing to succeed in the 2024 at the feet of life. Yeah, not a snake grows in his snail, slow. No, we reject the spirit of slow. We cast it back to center. We are not slow motion. We reject that spirit. In the name of Jesus, we break through at the feet of life. We succeed at the feet of life. We excel at the feet of life. We make it in life and ministry. At the feet of life, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We are not slow. We are not struggle. And cast no fish. Struggle. And get nothing. We reject our spirit. In the name of Jesus. God, you have anointed us to prosper at the speed of life. In the name of Jesus. God, you have anointed us to pray through the seed of life. In the name of Jesus. The anointing of failure and frustration is not for us. The anointing of poverty and hardship is not for us. The anointing of penury, we cast it away in the name of Jesus. God, give us the anointing. Jesus, give us Holy Ghost, give us the anointing. God, give us your wisdom and your understanding for us to break through at the feet of life. Success at the feet of life. Yes, Lord. Excellence at the feet of life. In the name of Jesus, we are not slow. Slow motion is not for us. In the name of Jesus, we come back. Anointing, follow me. Let the power of the Holy Ghost follow me. Even as our souls prosper, we are the seed of Abraham. God, you have highly favored us in the name of Jesus. We receive your supernatural divine favor, divine grace, divine mercy, divine healing, divine blessing in the name of Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. 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 I want to thank God for everyone who came. I tell you, God has blessed you all in the name of Jesus. So you're going to notice different. This year is your year of supernatural divine breakthrough, divine success, divine favor, divine grace, divine mercy in the name of Jesus Christ. Yes. Yes. This prayer does not end here. We're going to keep on praying this prayer until Jerusalem comes to pray. Yes, you pray until you find the result. That's what it is. Please forward these messages to everyone. You know, email it, text it, tweet it, share it out. Let it go viral and bless the whole world in the name of Jesus Christ. We are preaching a whole gospel to the whole world. The gospel of salvation, healing, deliverance, and blessing. That's why we're preaching a whole gospel. The full gospel. Jesus preached a full gospel. Jesus did not preach just salvation alone. Jesus said, give, and it shall be given to you. Good measure, shaken together, pressed down, running over, shall men give to your bosom. Jesus did not preach only repent and be saved and be born again and go to heaven. That's not all. Jesus was teaching them how to prosper, how to break through, how to make in his life. Jesus was making all the things right. So it was the full gospel. We preach the whole counsel of God. We preach Christ and him crucified. Yeah, we preach the whole counsel of God. We don't preach one part of the Bible and leave the other part. No. For people, they preach only repent. Only repent. From morning to night, they preach from January to December. They preach only repent. How about how to succeed in life here? How about how to break through and make? Would you talk about that? Because the Bible talks about it. Beloved, I wish above all things that thou may prosper, be in good health, even as your souls prosper. Things are emerging in Scripture. But more of the time, we teach only one aspect of the Bible and we write it. We write it and then we leave every other aspect. You know, that's spiritual kwashoka. In my African language, kwashoka. That we are eating one type of food, just one type of food only. So you don't have all the ingredients in your body. So it's spiritual kwashoka when you eat one type of food. See, you are supposed to have a full diet, a full, you know, a complete diet, you know, eat everything that is supposed to be there, ingredients, some vitamins, some carbohydrates, but, you know, we don't have three slap of chocolate, it's not for us. We're not going to eat just one aspect of the Bible. We're going to eat the full gospel, the gospel of salvation, healing, deliverance, and miracles. The gospel of Jesus Christ was not half the gospel. It was a full gospel message. It was the whole concept of God. That was what Jesus was preaching. So you are in the right place. You are welcome to the Hour of Miracles Radio and Television Ministry of the Jesus Christ Global Mission, reaching you all the way from Langham, Maryland, USA. This is Bishop Philip John Biocro, who have come your way with the living word of God that saves, heals, and delivers. And I prophesy to every one of you who have attended this talk that this year, 2024, you must prosper at the seat of life, you must succeed at the seat of life, you must excel at the seat of life, you must break through at the seat of life in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen and amen and amen and amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. God bless you. Tomorrow, by 5 to 6 p.m., we have another section. Join us again and receive all that God has for you in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. Hallelujah, rejoice. Hallelujah, rejoice. Jesus gave us the freedom to rejoice. Hallelujah, rejoice. Hallelujah, rejoice. I am so glad Jesus has saved me. Hallelujah, rejoice, hallelujah, rejoice. Jesus gave us the freedom to rejoice. Hallelujah, rejoice, hallelujah, rejoice. I am so glad Jesus has saved me. He gave me the power to rejoice. He gave me the power to rejoice. He gave me the power to rejoice. We are so glad Jesus has saved us. Hallelujah, rejoice. Hallelujah, rejoice. Jesus gave us the freedom to rejoice. Hallelujah, rejoice. Hallelujah, rejoice. We are so glad Jesus has saved us. Hallelujah, rejoice. Hallelujah, rejoice. Jesus gave us the freedom to rejoice. Hallelujah. I am so glad Jesus has saved us. Hallelujah. Join us tomorrow, 5 to 6 p.m. on this same channel. Hallelujah, rejoice. Jesus gave us the freedom to rejoice. Hallelujah, rejoice. God bless you all in peace. My Anna, God bless you all in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, rejoice. I am so glad. Jesus has saved me. Hallelujah, rejoice. Hallelujah, rejoice. Jesus gives us the freedom to rejoice. Hallelujah, rejoice. Hallelujah, rejoice. I am so glad Jesus has saved me. He gave me the power to rejoice. He gave me the power to rejoice. He gave me the power to rejoice. I am so glad. Hallelujah, rejoice, hallelujah. Jesus gave us the freedom to rejoice, hallelujah, rejoice. I am so glad. Jesus has saved me, hallelujah. Hallelujah.
I've got a reason.
Hello, how are you doing? Bless you. Bless you, sir. Yeah, thank you. I thank God for you because I also also working very hard to make sure things are moving. I thank God.
I share your program with different platforms so that people can, as I enter this, you can share the people with different platforms.
Oh, praise God. Thank you so much. When are we having the next? Well, we are having the service now, the end time revival prophetic prayer today now.
Yes, we have it now, today, and we have it Sunday again.
Okay. Okay.
We are about to start now. What's going to start. So we are just going to give us a word for this year.
All right. All right.
Father, we want to call most of it. God, thank you because there is more like people that have fun and omega. If you give that show that I'm asking, we're propagating a gospel of people that this is our life died. Holy and take over in the name of Jesus. We must be stout the energy of the Lord to stout with those who might be in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Father, take all the glory of the Lord. God, the Father, God, the Son, God, the Holy Ghost. We are in the name of Jesus.
Amen. Hifeni Hayam. Done every other name. His name is Jesus. His name is Lord. His name is I am. Done every other name. His name is Jesus. Serving a living, we are serving a living God. We are serving a living God. Amen. Serving a living God. We are serving a living God. We are serving a living God. Amen. Serving a living God. We are serving a living God. Serving a living God, we are serving a living God. Amen. Serving a living God, we are serving a living God. Living God, amen. Serving a living God, we are serving a living God. Serving a living God, we are serving a living God. Serving a living God, we are serving a living God. Amen. Serving a living God, we are serving a living God. Serving a living God, we are serving a living God. Serving a living God, we are serving a living God. Serving a living God, we are serving a living God. We are serving a living God, we are serving a living God. Serving a living God, we are serving a living God. Serving a living God, we are serving a living God. Heavenly Father, we thank you for bringing us together to your house of prayer. I want to say my house shall be called a house of prayer. Thank you, Lord, for the opportunity for the believers to pray and intercede in prayer. We thank you, Lord, for the end time revival and prophetic ministry. We thank you for the great things you have been doing in this group. And we know you are going to do even greater things. We thank you, Lord, for all the brothers and sisters, the men of God, the women of God, the apostles, the prophets, the bishops, the pastors, the evangelists that they have been using in this end time revival and prophetic ministry. We thank you, Lord, that you continue to encourage them, continue to build up their faith, continue to strengthen and uphold them with the right hand of righteousness, Lord. That God will continue to bless them abundantly so that they can do even greater things for you. We thank you, Lord, because you made all things to work together for good. We thank you, Lord, that this year, 2024, shall be our year of supernatural and divine breakthrough in this prayer ministry. We thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen and amen and amen. Yes, I'm led to read a scripture here in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6. It says, but without faith, it is impossible to please God. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and is a rewarder of them, are diligently seeking. Hebrews 11, verse 6. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. For he that cometh to God, she that cometh to God must believe that God is, and is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. As we come to God in serving him, in worshiping him, in working for him, and doing things for him, we must have faith in God, confidence, hope, and trust, and belief in God. It is your faith that God is looking at. It is your trust, your confidence, your hope in God is what he is looking at. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. If we don't have faith, we will not serve God. If we don't have faith, we will not do the things of God. If we don't have faith in God, we will not do the work of God. So this picture is telling us, but without faith, it is impossible to please God. And then it goes on to say, he said, when we come to God, we must believe that God is. We must believe that God is. God is existing. And he's a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. He is a rewarder. My rewarder is coming. My rewarder is coming. Your rewarder is coming. Our rewarder is coming. Your rewarder is coming. Our rewarder is coming. Yes, there is a rewarder. There is a paymaster. I listen to people, they say things like, now that we are serving God, what is our salary? What is our pay? Who is going to sponsor us? Who is going to support us? I show you a secret. Your sponsor is the Almighty God, the King of Kings, and the Lord of Lords, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. His name is Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah El Shaddai, the Great Provider, the Supplier of all human needs. That is your God. That is your rewarder. That is the man you are working with. That is the person you are working for. It's a man who has unlimited resources. The earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof. A thousand cattle and a thousand hills belong to him. He does not change, he has never changed. Abraham said, God will provide, and God actually provides. He is our great provider. That is the person we are working for. Because as I have been involved in ministry since 1977 when I got saved through the ministry of Reverend Edmund Dollar in Nigeria, Orokwe Delta State, where I come from, I've seen that everything is by faith. The life we are living is by faith. We are looking unto God, the author and finisher of our faith. Our great provider. That is the man we are working for. He's our paymaster. has a way of rewarding us for everything we are doing. One day, the disciples, they asked Jesus Christ, he said, Master, we have left everything and followed you. Jesus said, no one who left everything and followed me will not have it back right here on earth and in heaven to come. He's the one care of our needs, of our problems, of our troubles. He's the one who provides for us. So we must continue to look unto him, the author and finisher of our faith. Without him, we can do nothing. We must continue to depend on him and trust in him. Believe in him and have confidence in him. Now we are in 2024. And we just started. By strength shall no man prevail, not by power, not by might, but by the Spirit. Thank God we have started well with prayers. Jesus started with prayers and ended up with prayer. Who is our sponsor in this work? Who is our sponsor? Scripture says, he is our reward. He that cometh to God must believe that God is, and is the rewarder of them that diligently seek him. God is the rewarder of them that diligently seek him. He is our reward. So we need to have this at the bottom of our heart, that we have a rewarder who is rewarding us in various ways, rewarding us with divine health, rewarding us with favor, with grace, with mercy, rewarding us in different ways. God rewards us as we do his work. What can people pay you? How much can they pay you? How much can people pay you? People can't pay. God is the one who will pay us. He has his way of paying us. He has his way of sponsoring us. He has his way of supporting us. He has his way of meeting our needs. He has his way of sending us help in the time of need. That's the person we are working for. Because human beings, we fail. Human beings, you look at the human beings promise and fail, because the Almighty God does not promise and fail. So the word of God we got today is, we that come to God must believe that God is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Hebrews 11:6. My prayer is that we should continue to hook up to him, our rewarder. Our rewarder is coming. He's the one who rewards us as we do this work of prayer and intercession, end time revival, and prophetic ministry. There is a rewarder. The rewarder is Jesus Christ. The rewarder is God himself. And he has a reward for everyone as we are working for him. In the name of Jesus Christ. May God bless this Wednesday our heart. May the rewarder reward every one of you in this end time revival and prophetic ministry. May the rewarder reward you all abundantly. May he reward all of you spiritually, physically, financially. May he reward all of you in your home, in your family, in your marriage, in your business, in your ministry. May he reward all of you in your churches. May he reward you all abundantly with long life and prosperity. May God reward you with supernatural divine provision, divine help, divine grace, divine blessings upon you all as you go through 2024. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Amen.
I want to invite my governor sister from Nigeria, Lucas, to sing, to bless us, to bless us in the Mr. Lucas, God bless you.
Amen. I'm grateful to go to meet all of you. God's heaven, God has been faithful in this year, and we are grateful to God that we are here. Tonight, I'm not going to be doing the usual thing. I just want to say one or two things, which is the worship. Today has been a very wonderful day for me. I lost almost 3 persons today. I'm just coming in the house, just into our Kuna in the clear. So God is our friends. We keep carrying us through them. Always grateful to my own self-doctor, calling my personal prophet, who led me to this end time revival platform. I'm grateful to God for him. We are in a village where we need to stand up for each other. That's the only way we ministry right now with each other. Nobody can do it on their own. So we got to bond ourselves together in prayer, remember each other in prayer, out of line, and online, and after our ministry. Remember us in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
I'm just getting in the house. That's why I'm going to get up Sunday. I will join the prayer line tomorrow for worship morning, our early morning. I'll do the worship.
I just said we should pray for her. Let's pray for her.
Okay, Archbishop said they should pray for you. Don't go. Archbishop,
yes.
When Archbishop pray for you, then the Bishop Austin is going to pray for you.
Yeah.
As well.
Yeah, she was talking. I was feeling a burden, and I want you to, after this prayer, you anoint the whole family. What God says, touch not the Lord's anointed, and do my prophet no harm. No weapon form against you, people that prosper. Every tongue that arises against you, the judgment is condemned. You are the seed of Abraham. You are the apples of God's eye. Your enemy may come against you one way. God will make them to flee back in 7 ways. Your enemies may come against you like a flood, but the Spirit of God shall lift a standard against them. Jesus came to give you life and life more abundantly. You shall all live to declare the works of God. In the name of Jesus. The number of your days shall be 70. You have the right to live for more than 80 years in the name of Jesus. Long life and prosperity for you in the name of Jesus. We pray that this will be the end of untimely death in your family. We bind the spirit of untimely death, the spirit that is moving about seeking to devour. They shall see the blood of Jesus and pass over you and your family in the name of Jesus. They shall not see you. They shall see the blood of Jesus on your doorposts and on your lintels. And they shall pass over you in the name of Jesus. Yes. So I would advise you anoint the whole family. When we finish this prayer, anoint yourself, anoint your family, and declare the word of God over all of you. With long life will he satisfy us. Psalm 91 verse 16. With long life will God satisfy us. We shall live to declare the works of God. We shall not die, but live to declare the works of God. We are the Lord's anointed. Yes, so anoint the family. And declare the word of God over the family. God watches over his word to perform. God will watch over your words. As you anoint the family, and the word of God shall come to pass in your family in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Lord, I appreciate our happy bishop. I also appreciate our happy bishop, Stephen. I also appreciate him, Daddy. Thank you so much for this powerful prayer. And thanks for the power in you today. I invite Bishop Austin to pray for you. He's from the Nigeria where he lives in Nigeria. Bishop Austin.
Thank you so much, Bishop, for that prayer. Thank you so much. I mean, I bless God. I just want to say thank you so much for coming online, because I know most of us there that happen will not respond. Thank you for the courage in such a mighty way. Father, we thank you. We thank you for your daughter. We thank you, Jesus, for who you are. For your words in 1 Thessalonians 5:18. In everything you say, we should give you thanks. Lord, your daughter is not your God. Father, she's been touched by the whole end of it. She has been touched, or somebody has been touched, or even as our Father declared the end of anointing, the prayer for someone. We join in. As you say in the book of Psalm 34, verse 18, the Lord is near to the brokenhearted and sins over the cross of his spirit. Father, we pray in the name of Jesus. Us have been broken. If the spirit is crushed, the spirit of death has been, oh God, is there. We come against it right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh God, the remaining doors that are still alive, Father, we cover them with the blood of Jesus. No weapon, oh God, that is formed against them, against us. We said enough. 3 is enough. No more. We come against your spirit. We come against your agent in the name of Jesus. Oh God, amen. The rest that are still alive will live. For children will still live. Even as we declare unto Abraham. We declare and decree tonight, Lord, in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
We pray, Lord, that you cover your daughter. You will cover over her seed. You will cover those that are connected to her. Because you told Abraham, anyone in your bloodline, anyone in your lineage shall be blessed.
Amen.
We cover them, even those servants of God that are online tonight, oh God, we join hearts, we join hands, oh God, we declare that, Lord, you will bless her from this day, oh Lord, we pray. Any substances that are needed to cover those barriers, to cover the weight, to cover the memorial spirit, Lord, you are the author and finisher, oh God, you are the greatest provider. That's why we call you Jehovah Jireh. Provide in the name of Jesus. Do something, oh God, miraculous, that somebody will glorify you because of your daughter's services to you. We pray that, oh God, even for the one who started this network, oh God, bless him, oh God. Bless him, Father. Bless him abundantly, oh God. That servant of God will come together like this, oh God, to praise your name. Touch your daughter. Touch her. Visit her, oh God. Speak to her, Father. Increase wisdom, Father. We thank you tonight, even for the activity of online, for enlightening us, to rush us, oh God. Bless him and empower him and replace, oh God, that vision you have released to your people tonight.
Amen.
We pray, Lord, that you cover him with your blood, oh God.
Amen.
Amen. Because when we stand up like this, we're going to declare your word now, and they will try to face us. But I call that admission with your blood, wherever he is, Lord. Bless him tonight, cover him today, cover him with the blood.
Amen.
Protect him with the blood.
Amen.
Thank you, Father. We give you the praise. We give you the glory, O God. Let this word, O God, of the nation, knowing that your coming is near. Let your word, O God, increase it in the way he has been given. Bring it forth, O God, that the world will know him. Because you said there's a right prophet. There's a right people who receive the word. We thank you, Jehovah, for who you are and what you continue to be in our life. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
And,
Amen. I want to appreciate.
Yeah, before you round up, sorry, man of God. Because of what we just handled now, I would advise that every man or woman of God in this fellowship, children, anoint your family and speak the word of God over your family. The touch not the Lord's anointed and do my prophet no harm. Every servant of God, anoint your family. The devil have no right to come and tamper with any one of us whether coronavirus, whether Ebola, whether anything, stay clear. The sickness and disease, untimely death, you stay clear. Poverty and hardship, all those things, you stay clear. We are the Lord's anointed. Us not the Lord's anointed. So I want to advise that all the men of God and women of God, please anoint your families and speak the word of God over your family. The enemy should have nothing to do. The blood of Jesus covers you and your home and your family, and the enemy should see the blood of Jesus and pass over you all. In the name of Jesus. Yes, please. Yes.
Amen. Wow.
Yes.
Wow, God bless you. I will put my own mouth for my family as well.
Yes.
I will be able to pray for this girl. Bishop, I want to pray for her. I have to pray for her that God will restore her mind and restore her soul, and the minister of God will need to restore her. She needs divine touch as well. So I just want to call her blessed to pray for she's there. God.
Yes. Oh Lord. Yes, Jesus, we thank you. Restore, Lord, you are a victor. We thank you. Psalms 23, verse 3. He restores my soul. He leads me in the path of righteousness. Father, restore. You are the greatest builder, oh God. We thank you for your words. You have never lied, oh God. You have never lied. We thank you for your blood tonight, oh God. She's broken, oh Father. She's destroyed. Oh Lord, you are God who rebuilds, Father. Lord, you have, they will have taken away, Lord, but you will replace. Father, in the name of Jesus, restore, Lord. You are the great restorer, Father. We bless your name. We thank you, oh God, to magnify your Lord. You have declared, oh God, you said you will restore. You have declared, you have promised, oh God. You are God who promised, oh God. And fulfill it, Father, we pray that in the name of Jesus. Restore your daughter today, Father, in the name of Jesus. Restore her today, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Restore her today, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We pray. Every heart on this line, every man and woman on this line, every leader, oh God, every shepherd, Lord, we have joined and you say what two or three boundaries is bound in heaven. We have agreed, Lord, that you will restore your daughter in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
We pray, oh Father, you know, our Archbishop pray tonight as he declared, Lord, we agree, we join hands, we join in the name of Jesus, oh God, let somebody say, Sister Angela, what's going on? Because somebody died from you, we told you lost loved one, what is going on? What joy is it? Father, in the name of Jesus, oh God, you are a great death restorer, you restore Jerusalem. And the surrounding city was amazed. Father, restore your daughter, Lord. You will make Jesus. You have called on to a mighty God. Father, you said your word, no weapon formed against God shall prosper. You said, touch not my anointed, your son. And we can repeat carefully. And because we are your anointed, she is your anointed. No weapon formed against God shall prosper.
Amen.
Whatever we have gathered, Lord, whatever we have gathered, we tell some of your meeting in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Oh God, and put us to sleep. But Lord, the cross is our spirit, the race of that.
sister and restore your daughter tonight.
Mm-hmm.
We pray, Lord, that you will bound her life, O God, to you. You will seal her life with the Holy Ghost fire. You will seal her lips, O God, whatever she speaks, that she will speak life and not death. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you in Jesus' name.